HarperCollins presents The Woman Who Ran Away From Everything by Fiona Gibson. Read by Ailey Beaton. Prologue. Kate. Before I realise what's happening, I've hoisted myself up onto the bathroom windowsill. The window is already open. Gratefully, I take in a huge breath of damp evening air. The windowsill is an especially wide and sturdy one, but it's still quite a manoeuvre to push my straight navy blue work skirt up over my ample hips without toppling off. Now my knickers, the ones my husband refers to as those massive drawers, are visible through my sheer tights. I couldn't care less. The bathroom door is locked and there's no one in here but me. Slowly and steadily, I feed a leg through the open window. Briefly, I glance down at my white blouse, the kind my boss at the hotel insists on as part of our uniform, and wonder what she'd think if she could see me now. If she'd reckon I'm projecting professionalism, as I find myself stuck with one leg in and the other dangling outside. The windows straddle, I think you'd call it in yoga, attempted only by the drunk or insane. Pull yourself back in before you rupture something, you idiot, I tell myself. Right leg in or left leg out to join it. I picture me and George, my little brother, doing the hokey-cokey around our living room back in Glasgow, singing and laughing, then stopping abruptly when the front door flew open, signifying that Daddy was home. The dancing stopped then. We scurried quietly to our rooms. Now I glance back, my gaze skimming our bathroom fittings. The bath, wash basin and loo are the precise, lurid shade of a blackcurrant starburst suite. How about we change them? I suggested recently. The colour's getting to me a bit. They're kitsch, Vince insisted. I love them. My mother does too. She loves everything here, my husband especially. Oh, you're so lucky to have a man like Vince, she's gushed more times than I can count. You really landed on your feet there, Kate. My name is Kate Weaver, and I'm 49 years old, and not so sure that I have. Yes, I've landed here, in this quiet cul-de-sac, by default. But it feels like I'm flailing in space, which I am, kind of. At least, flailing on a windowsill in a 1960s bungalow. I look out at our garden and all the other virtually identical bungalows surrounding us in the fading evening light. The final straw, they call it. The thing that made her snap. And suddenly this leg-in, leg-out dilemma feels enormous, and it's crucial that I make the right choice. It feels like the most important decision of my life. Chapter 1. 2 days earlier. Being married to a comedian is no joke. You might think it would be. Maybe you imagine life being hilarious all the time. Undoubtedly, Vince's material is funny, but living with him is not. If our marriage were a comedy show, I'd regret even buying a ticket. If that sounds harsh, here's what happens as I lift a tray of gnarly brown lumps from the fridge. What the hell are they? He asks in surprise. Easter nests, I reply. But it's not Easter, is it? Unless they've shifted things around this year. It does get me, he rattles on, smirking, that Easter's this movable feast. Imagine if Christmas was like that. How would turkey farmers manage it? You'd have fattened birds in February. Vince, I cut in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?